Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. So we'll first do some clearing of emotional energies here. So this is what we normally do on each show. This is to help you get more in your body with your spirit, because the emotional energies that we deal with are blockages, judgment, and they prevent your spirit from being with you. So here we go. Think of an issue that you've had in the last couple of days. I'll count to five to release it. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And again, we'll do another clearing here. This is for your feeling body. The first one was for your emotional body. Remember, these are invisible. Now, the emotional body has entities. And remember, if you no longer live here, then you have an emotional body that's floating around looking for a host. This is how they come to you. They're looking for a host also. And they're called ghosts. So here's the feeling body. I haven't seen any feeling body ghost yet. There could be, but I haven't seen them. So here we go. Think of another situation, the same one. We'll release these energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? Now we'll do your invisible mental body. And normally what this does for people, it makes them feel much better. Sometimes you get rid of the mind chatter. So here we go. Same process. Think of what's been bothering you mentally. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And we'll do a trauma body. This body is another invisible body. And this goes a little bit deeper than the emotions. So the emotions, when you have that clearing, if you do the whole lifetime one, which is what you should have, will take away about 95% of your baggage in this lifetime. Your baggage is what thoughts have come up in judgment that you've been dealing with continuously. Remember, when you go out to lunch with somebody or you meet people, when they start talking, they normally start talking about something about judgment, about some issue, something. And that's where they live, what they're dealing with. And you may be in the same boat, but might have a different size paddle. But you're still in the same boat, same information. And the trauma body is for those people who have lots of trauma. So here we go. Think of an issue. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll do our mind to heart drop. This is also on the website, creationlightship.com. I believe it's on the top drop-down box, on the top of the page. On any of the pages, they're all the same. The initial pages, so the very top in green, and you can do the mind to heart drop. I believe it's there, plus other radio programs and things. So here we go. I'm going to put you into your heart center to get you from out of time, the darkness, controlling energies, mind control, and get you into the present moment where the source energy lives. So here we go, dropping down. Think of an elevator going from the 10th floor to the first. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Oh, boy. I'm going to do a pain body. Somebody out there asked for pain, and I'm yawning. So it might be pain that I'm sensing here. So here we go. This is a pain body release. Then we'll go back to the mind to heart drop. So pain body. 1, 2, 3, 4, pretty rough. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's do the mind to heart drop. So going down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boy, I'm yawning. That's interesting, doing a mind-to-heart drop. Let me see what else we're dealing with here. If anybody has any heavy stuff happening, we have a free clearing on the website, which is the overwhelm clearing here. It's under, I believe it's... underneath the emergency healing, so being overwhelmed. So you may want to try that out. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and I want to say hello and welcome to everyone tonight. I see we have quite a few people on the fast chat right now. Dulce, Stephanie, Marie R., Hi, Heal, Peter from Australia, Peace, Kimberly, and Ren. So welcome, everyone. I think I saw Ed on there earlier as well. And if I missed anybody, I see Clarity as well. So hello, everyone, and we're very happy to have you here. Tonight I think we're going to have a special guest host on with us in a few minutes, and I think we're also going to take some call-ins as well. So it's going to be a really fun night, and so you can communicate either by calling in or by typing your questions, comments, etc., on the fast chat. And Ron, I see we have a request from Stephanie. It says, can you do an infection body clearing for Jerry Lee Lewis? Not sure what that's all about, but that's the question. And Ron, we're not hearing you. Are you on?
Yep, I'm here. So yeah, we'll do it for people listening, okay? So that's the way this program works here. So if you're listening, you can get the healings. So here we go. Anybody has any infection in their body, we'll do a clearing for this here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, so I had a lot of people maybe contacting me, and we'll see if Ed comes on here. So if you're out there, Ed, I think BBS will give you a jingle there. And it's about entity children. So.
That's great, because we have Peace on the fast chat, and they're saying, Ron, on Monday you were talking about the children of entities. Can you please shed more light on that topic? So that's great.
Okay, so. Basically, we've talked before about how entities, these are ghosts, these are emotional bodies that used to live in a body, and then after the body dies, they're looking for another host. And they normally will hop between people in their genetic line because they know the person. So let's say your grandfather died. Well, they're going to probably know you, or maybe one of your parents died. They're going to know you also, naturally, you know. And so they're going to want to stick around to see how you're doing, and they eventually come into your body, and then they try to live their life through you. This is very similar to the clearing that we have on, which is a clearing for the, which will be up shortly here, for the parental clearing and sibling clearing to get rid of their thoughts that are mind controlling you. But what happens is, let's say that the entity, you know, still wants to be around. So it'll hop into you. Now, let's just say that this entity, and we all know entities can body hop between many people at one time. So what's an entity child? An entity child is a person that was conceived using the thoughts going to a body of a person to have conception, okay? So that's making it very, very, very easy to understand. So let's just say that, for instance, we'll just use the word Paul and Sally were out on their first date, and this entity came into Paul and wanted to have a child from Sally. Now, maybe it's one of Paul's relatives, okay? Maybe it's his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather that wants to have a child with Paul. So Sally and Paul get together. The entity body hops between the two of them, okay? And all of a sudden you have conception. And now this entity actually wanted to conceive you, although it is using the physical people to do the work. And so now it has a baby that it can now go into. So here we go. I won't say ring a bell with anybody, but it might make you realize, well, we have so many people on this planet. I talked on the other show about the people from Mexico having lots of children. I'm not trying to be like a racist, but typically when you would see old movies of the Mexican people, they had lots of children. And that's probably also true of many other races, okay? But since that's closest to our country, as far as a country, that's why I use that. But I'm sure there's many other countries where, people conceive a lot. And even in our country, one of the churches, besides the Catholic Church, is the Mormons. They want to have many wives to have many children. So just think how many entities could be there wanting to have a child with all these wives, okay? And then it can go into all those people and live a wonderful life. At least, from its standpoint, it might have 10 children, 10 people that it's living in, and it conceived every one of those by using the parents. So I think I'm getting my point across. If anybody has any questions about this, please call in. So the question is, one way to look at it, which might be kind of disconcerting and mind-boggling for you, but are you an entity's child, okay? And right away you're going to, remember, there are people out there who have stated, which could be you or someone else that you have heard, where they said, I never wanted to have any children, or I didn't like this person in my life. Maybe, the woman's talking about a man that she dated and she didn't like him and she wanted to get out of the relationship, and all of a sudden she became pregnant, and then they got forced to get married because naturally the churches here, promote that. And maybe they didn't want to have an abortion. So at that point, they were forced to have a child, which they never really wanted. But maybe the entity wanted it. So this is what I'm talking about. So if we have any questions out there about this, you could call in or type it on the fast chat. I'd rather have you call in if you can. But that's kind of the way these entities work. So that's probably why we have a lot of overpopulation here, because the entities need a body to come into. So they can come into one that's already living. But just think if they're able to have their own body. Now, the body will have a spirit in it, just like, everybody else has. But they're now going to be in there, hopping into that baby instantly, because they want to be in that baby. So they actually force the conception to have come about to happen. And now they have their own body. So, very interesting. So, like I said, are you an entity child? Hopefully you're not, but I think many people on this planet probably are, and especially the people that have a lot of children out there. So, do we have a beep, Sylvia?
Yeah, I think maybe we have Ed on the line with us. Is that you, Ed?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show, and we appreciate you coming on. So, turn it over to you and Ron, I guess, to discuss this topic.
Okay. You're talking about entities coming into someone's body. Now, to go back to the beginning, an entity is something that the earth spirit, it's an energy body, an invisible energy body, the earth spirit created to protect us while we're trapped here. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And it's an emotional body, yes.
Okay, so the emotional body basically wraps around the spirit, protecting it from the harsh vibrations of living in this lower density.
No, it wraps around the body, not the spirit.
Okay, so it's around
the
body.
It wraps around the body to keep it from having psychic attacks done to it.
Okay,
so
it's
overwhelmed enough to where it doesn't work any longer.
So it's like an oil filter, basically, wrapped around the engine of the body and the spirit combined.
Yes, right, that's correct. The body and
okay.
The Oh, yes,
Okay, and so when the spirit leaves the body, in other words, what we would call death, then the oil filter, or the entity filter, the energy filter, itself breaks off, and that turns into a haunting type of thing that still has a rudimentary consciousness of wants and needs and desires, and we call that an entity.
Yeah, that's correct, and it could be called a ghost, because they do move around. They go from body to body, looking for a host to live their past life experiences in. They need a body to express.
So they're programmed to basically repeat over and over their function when they were created and programmed in the body of the person that died.
Yes, because the emotional body does carry the programming of that whole lifetime of that person. And oddly enough, so does the spirit, but the spirit gets cleaned out. The spirit's taken, but the emotional body just stays here to torment people.
Right.
So that comes into people as the emotional bodies.
So it's basically a lower life form that can't leave this plane, and it goes around seeking expression because it's used to having a body. That's how it was created and programmed. And so it enters into someone who's opened themselves up. Or is there any protection from these things getting into anyone?
Yeah, the original protection would be to be fully in your body, which is what happens initially. You know, when you're first born, you're fully in your body. But then as you start moving around and having traumatic, maybe painful situations, maybe having pinpricks from the diaper, you know, that's the old days, I guess. Maybe having shots, maybe hurting yourself crawling, maybe falling down. So by the time you get probably the age of maybe, I'll just say age of 10, you probably lost, you know, at least half of your spirit energy because of the hard knocks of life here. And so that entity, that emotional body, that we'll say is the entity that wanted you to be here now can take over. And it might actually is probably stronger than your own emotional body, which is in place to ward off psychic attacks. But it could share the body with your emotional body too, but it's not fully conscious. Well, your emotional body is just getting developed and is just in the process of probably trying to keep all the energies from having the physical body harmed through psychic attack energy. So that's what the emotional body's for. And then when it gets filled up with psychic attack energies, then it's overwhelmed. And then, you know, it'd be very similar to the entity that came into you initially.
Okay, so as far as I understand, we get most of our programming of who and what we are comes from our DNA, which is genetically our lineage going back in time to all our ancestors, all the judgments and decisions they made. That ends up as basically our programming, and that's downloaded to us, in a sense, during the time of the gestation within the mother and also the birth. And around that time, that's when everything gets loaded into us. So someone who has been, let's say, invaded by an entity, let's say you say that the entities are more prone to come into people when they're weakened by drugs and alcohol, that sort of thing. So my first thought was, wow, there must be a lot of children that were caused by entities having their way. You know,
yeah,
having somebody...
yes. Uh-huh. Remember the old saying, the devil made me do it, you know?
Yep. And that, you know, that's an emotionally heightened time when you're having sexual relations, and so it would be very easy for the emotions to become peaked and then infected by these entities, and they come in. Now, the child that's produced, since the programming for the human comes from the past and the mother and the father, all this combining through the DNA, et cetera, plus the birth, is that energy that creates the new human, is that a different energy than if it wasn't an entity running the show then?
Yes and no, okay? The original program that your spirit wants to follow is in the DNA. So what's going, it's coming into the body to bring up the talents, to have those experiences. That's what it's here to do. But the emotional body that we have with us, which when we die will be a ghost, okay, then it'll be an entity, unless it gets taken out of here. And most of them are not, okay? But at that point, it does have its own recorded history. And then it will go into someone else and bring that recorded history in. And then from there, it's running the life because it's a very strong presence. Remember, emotions are very, very strong. You get to watch anybody who gets into an argument, okay? That's when the emotions really come out. And so, and you mentioned, you know, about having, you know, the sexual encounter. So let's just say that an entity comes in, takes over your body. And like I said before, it came into Paul first, but then it also body hopped into Sally. And so we'll say that Paul is getting Sally drunk, and Sally's first saying, no, 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 no. And Paul's going, yes, yes, yes. And the entity keeps hopping back and forth. And finally, that entity kind of forces through the emotion Sally to say yes. And all of a sudden then, you know, in whatever time it takes, you have conception. And now that emotional body that was probably related to Paul that hops into both people back and forth simultaneously, which it can do, now has a baby that it can go into. It now has created a host using the DNA of these two people. And so at that point, it's going to come into them. Now, you still have an emotional body. Okay, that emotional body is still going to be with that baby. But this other one is already fully advanced. And so it's going to come forward and try to control that person's life because it wants to be in there. It chose the parents, much like your spirit does. But on the other side, it chooses your parents, we'll say. Here, it's in real time choosing your parents. That's what I say, you know, how many people out there are entity children. So I hope I'm making this clear. And I like the comment from Stephanie. This is great. This place sucks. I have to hand it to you, Stephanie. I think you fully understand about what's happening here on Earth. And I don't know, there's no much stronger words than that, you know. This place sucks is about the strongest, I think, without saying other words. But the sucks is pretty good. Back to you, Ed.
Okay, well, so it sounds to me like even though entities, because of the lack of spirit in people's bodies, because it's drawn off, they're traumatized, however it happens to leave in every case, because of the lack of spirit in people's bodies, this entity has free access into Paul and Sally, but when the child is born, it's got even more access, it sounds like?
Oh, yeah, it's right there, because now it picked the body. It picked the body, and it's watching over the body, and it's probably waiting to come in as soon as it can, because it wanted to be here in that body. Maybe it wanted to be in the genetics of Paul. Because, you know, it's related to Paul. So it now claims a body. Much like your spirit claims a body, you know, by checking out the parents, the same exact scenario, although this is like more real time, it's more earthly as opposed to a spiritual experience. Remember, your spirit comes in with light. This entity comes in with basic, darkness is not the right word to use, but it would be, in a sense, darkness because it has never been cleaned out. So it's going to have all these addictions and everything else that the person had from its last lifetime and also what it's picked up through all of its other body hopping. So it could be full of stuff. And all of a sudden you wonder why this little child, in a sense, you know, that you may see that used to be really beautiful and loving, you know, when they were a baby. And then all of a sudden you wonder, man, what got into this kid, you know, the horrible twos or threes or whatever, and yeah, what happened, you know? And that could be it. Just think of the baby that sometimes you hear stories of a baby's born and it's, you know, it looks very weird looking, you know, strange eyes, kind of demonic. You go, what the heck happened here, you know? And that could be one of those things, too. It could be just filled full of those entities and it could scare the heck out of somebody when they look at it, you know, with black eyes, which could be all these entities in it. Maybe they chose that baby. So I hope I'm answering your question. So the entity that does come in claims that body because it wanted the body, and it forced the parents to get together to create a body, and now it's in the body. But the body still has a spirit, but the emotions are so much more stronger than the spirit. Initially, the spirit's, you know, stronger, but then as you start getting hurt and things start happening, then that entity will bring forth the personality of it's past body hopping. And so this is why addictions can occur quite quickly. So all of a sudden, you know, this is really an entity from the past living in the child, you know, at full speed ahead. Back to
you,
Ed.
It's like judgments. Let's say a normal, quote, normal child would have its own quotient of judgment DNA storage brought into its present life from the past. But now this entity comes in and brings in all of the stored judgment and DNA it picked up from the host body it had. So So it's like the new child has twice as much stored judgment and DNA problems. And if it's a situation where drugs and alcohol are involved, it gives like a whole new meaning to crack babies and that sort of thing, because it's just full. More and more darkness has just filled up this new body. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that'd be correct. So let's say the parents are on crack and they have a child. Well, there's probably going to be a crack entity coming into that child also, because the crack energy is being resonated with the parents. And so they're going to have entities inside of them that are crack entities, and they may want to have their own child to play with, okay? Remember, they're being in the body playing with that child, in a sense, or living their life of the addiction of crack in that child. So now you got a crack baby that's probably got maybe, a triple whammy on it as opposed to a double, you know?
Yeah.
So, when you look at this logically, if you're not too freaked out by what I'm saying here, and you may want to hear the program twice, this will give you a really good understanding of why people are the way they are and why young people pick on different traits. I'm kind of curious myself, and I don't want to sound in judgment here, but in the last I'll just say probably 10 years, there's been a lot of young people having tattoos, okay? And I just wonder if those are people that had tattoos in the past from some culture, and all these entities came flocking forward to convince them to have tattoos, you know? There's got to be a reason for it. You know, I'm sure the people who have them, and typically they're younger people. When I grew up, tattoos were typically only on maybe sailors, okay? This is for what I saw, okay? And then now a lot of people have them. Now, why? I don't know, okay? I'm not trying to judge it. But, I just saw just even today going down to Redding, California, I probably saw 10 people. You know, they're wearing shorts. It's probably 100 degrees there. They got them all over their legs, all over their arms, all over their backs. And it wasn't that way 5 years ago in Redding, but you know, the mindset that's going around for these people to get them. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to be into judgment, but it is different because the whole culture of the young people, will say, and even old people now have changed. So are these entities coming forward that have had tattoos in the past coming into these people, and they just think it's now culturally accepted to have tattoos? And it might be okay. I don't know. I see it. I'm going to be doing a skin clearing, which can help you eliminate some of these orbs that are coming into you from tattoos. You know, anytime you puncture the skin or abuse the skin, this is how the orbs attach to you. So there might be a hidden agenda there by the aliens forcing people to, work with their skin to have an invasion of orbs. And, you know, like I said, it could be alien mind transmissions also. But the other way to look at it, maybe all these sailors are now back here in a reincarnation process, we'll say. Or another way of saying it, maybe all the entities that are out there that had tattoos are now flooding maybe this country to have tattoos, you know, and working these entities into people. So anyway, you can kind of look at that. It is very interesting, but this might shine a great light on why people, respond the way they do and why we have common things going on with people. You know, the same type of mindset, which could be just the entities coming in, the same entity maybe in a million people, making them think the same way and act the same way. So back to you, Ed.
Well, I would also think that the ETs may have something to do with this because traditionally, like you said, when I grew up, the only people that had it were Marines and sailors. And now it's like just common, and I just scratch my head and look at it, and people you would look at and say, and then you see their tattoo and you go, I'm amazed that person would want a tattoo. But I think it also has to do with slavery, because in a sense, our physical bodies, this holographic universe, was created by intergalactic slavers. And traditionally, throughout the history of the world, tattoos have been used sometimes as art, but mostly it was for the purposes of slavery. Like, for example, you'd brand a horse, that sort of thing. You know, you'd mark the body as your property. And I really wonder if there's not an undercurrent of group thought here from the invisible ETs trying to impress upon human society that everyone should get slave tattoos, but, of course, with all the deception they use, it would be promoted as a popular, cool thing to do, like cigarettes, which will kill you and make you suffer terribly. Well, it was promoted as popular and cool to do. Just like, you know, all the drugs and the drink and everything else is popular and cool being an adult if you do it, but it's really horrible agendas behind the whole thing, and at the end of it all, you're just, you know, washed up on the shore and used up and sick and dying and all that. And so I'm looking at this tattoo phenomenon that I've watched my whole life, and I'm saying, I wonder if it has anything to do with some sort of a subconscious slavery connection or something. Because I remember talking once to a contactee who said the race that they worked with, I don't know if they were good or bad, I just don't know, but I remember this one comment. They said they would not contact or have anything to do with anyone that ever had a tattoo. And this was, what did he tell me this? It was 1990. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder what that means, because most people who have tattoos are innocent. They just, oh, isn't that cool? I'll get a little Tweety Bird or American flag or mob or something, you know, or Marines, whatever it is. But I wonder if there's something about marking the body that has something to do with slavery for someone somewhere, but it's a hidden agenda. So it's interesting you brought that up, because I've always had those thoughts, and just didn't know what to do with them.
Boy, yeah. So, yeah, it just kind of opens up another can of worms, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what else to say. But anyway, I hope that kind of clarifies, you know, maybe how an entity child could behave, why they may be around, what percentage of the population, you know, on the world here is actually entity children. You'd probably have to ask your parents if they really wanted you and if you were conceived in love versus in lust. And, you know, from there you could decide, you know, if you were really, you know, wanting to have them conceive you. So other than that, it might just be entities working through them. And then, like what most probably women find out, they go, uh-oh, I'm pregnant. And then they don't know what to do with that, and their life changes. And then sometimes a man just takes off, and the entity may have been there just having a great time. You know, maybe it was addicted to sex, but hopped into both people. Very interesting, you know.
It's like these children we're speaking of, I'm thinking of it like as a subclass, not as bad as a clone, which has no spirit at all, but a like a division within a grouping, let's say, a subpopulation that has more problems than people who don't have that situation, who were conceived in love. And it's begging the question, our discussion here begs the question of, what can I do about it? I know a lot of times you do entity water charging. You charge water. I'm assuming that repels entities?
Yes, it can, yes, uh-huh.
And so what else can someone do if they suspect they or people they know or whatever have this particular extra burden?
Boy, I'm going to see if I could maybe put a clearing on the website for entity children. I just don't know what to do quite yet, okay? So, you know, again, it's you know, the main thing is it's not being in your body enough to ward these things off. But if it conceives you, then all of a sudden it may be attached to you through the conception process, you know, wanting to be with you. And that's pretty bad. That way, that means that you are possessed from the get-go, and you're controlled by this thing. So it might be stronger and more powerful than we're actually even talking about right now in this program. So I really haven't looked into it too much. It's just a really neat concept to look at, and very interesting, and very mind-boggling, to say the least. So I'm just trying to figure, because this thing here could be really, really strong on all humanity here.
When you look at the number of people that can't get through the day without getting high or drinking, then, how bad is it?
that's true, and that's where all the entities hang out, it's quite something. So these things keep recycling and recycling, and, the first thing is, when I used to talk about them, was the fact that, they would come in wanting to have their addiction in you, so they'd find a host. So I was kind of thinking, people maybe who are, say, 20 years of age or whatever, come in, and, that they come at the age of 20 and they start playing with somebody, we'll say, messing their life up through addiction. Well, what if they're there from the get-go? That's pretty bad. Then they're really possessed by an entity. And remember, they can leave you instantly and go to somebody else. And so, the same entity could be in 1,000 people in a blink of an eye, bringing forth its past programming, because remember, it brings in that density, changes your mindset, and it can leave and put you on a emotional roller coaster ride. So just think, if you had a group of people and this thing came into a group of people to do harm, all of a sudden they'd all have the same mindset, much like a mass mind control program, and then from there it could leave, and the people are all riled up, and they just being one of them. So, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we probably solved that one up to now, Ed.
Yeah. I'm all for your idea that instead of coming every 2,000 years, the light ship should come every 300. Because with that big 2,000-year gap in there, that's how this stuff spreads and spreads and spreads and spreads and gets tougher and tougher. So I'm all for that.
That sounds good to me. So, we'll see if anybody else wants to comment or call in here. Thank you, Ed.
Sure, thank you.
Hey. So let's change the energy here. It feels a little low to me. I think we got people out there going, holy crud or something, so here we go. Let's bring in some peace energy here through the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. It's about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And we got 15 minutes left on the program here, so we started just a little bit late. So here we go. Today's Wednesday. If you're listening to the archives, and today is the 14th of July. So here we go. Bring in the peace energy. So stronger, and colors are welcome. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, get back over to you. We could maybe talk about our eight-hour event this weekend. These are the alien entities and critters and parasites. That's starting on Saturday. And then 8 hours Sunday, so.
I just want to take 1 minute to, and we have a caller, so just give me 1 minute here. I wanted to, I've had quite a few questions about the people that like to listen to this show on the telephone line instead of with their computer, and the system is down temporarily today because of problems that BBS has been having, so we apologize for that. And the way that you can always find out what the number is or find out if they're having any technical problems with it is by going to the BBS page for either Station 1 or Station 2 and looking at the top, and it lists the phone number, the access code, and also if it has a little notice line so that if they're having any trouble, they'll post it on there. I realize that won't help you if you can't get to your computer, but those numbers typically work. They just had some trouble today. So I'm sure they'll be back working on our show on Friday, so that should help out. And I believe I heard a beep, so do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Hi, Ron. Yes, I had a question and then a healing. And my question is this, and that, it, Ron, if the Earth is only 12 to 13% spirit, how could the Earth have enough energy to create an eighth-dimensional new Earth planet?
Oh, okay. A very good question. Boy, you're on it. On the light ship,
okay.
In totality, okay? And so
yes.
If it got recreated with its totality, most spirits that I know of are not twin flames, okay? So there's not a twin flame Earth. So it's its whole self, and its whole self then created a planet on 8D reality. Now, the part down here, remember, that's another, it's a recreation of from the original blueprint. So it's up there working. The part down here is stuck here. So it has to gather itself up to go back. So the part of it that wanted to create this, we'll just say it took 5% of it up there and said, I want to now create a planet. Now it created its whole self in totality. Just like happens to us when we go to the light ship. We're also created in spirit form 100% there, and our body's brought up to be healed with our 100% spirit. But when we come back here, if we're only holding 15%, then that's all that you can get as far as the healing, plus the amount of traumas and densities that we carry, plus entities stealing our life force energy. So that's the question. Did that answer it for you, Larry?
Yes, if we can do that, I want to go to the light ship, and through my blueprint, I want to create 100% of me in my spirit now, if we can do that.
It's already done.
Oh, okay, great. I'm 100%
ship,
now, so.
Yeah,
well,
whenever you go
good.
To the light ship, you are created 100%. Otherwise, they can never even have a chance to heal anybody because you would not go up there with your spirit. You're supposed to, but you would not have a chance because they can only work with what would come up. So they do recreate you on the light ship 100% and put that into the body that your spirit chose to be in, and then it works with you. So you are physically healed completely on the light ship. But when you come back down here, the energies, the densities that wrap around you, like this emotional body and many other bodies, take away your healing because it's still full of judgment. Remember, you have to have a place for your spirit to reside in your body to have the healing take place.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, what part of you, I guess you could probably, in a sense, your spirit has to go someplace in you, you know? So it's like having a glass of water with maybe a half an inch on the bottom of it, and you want to try to heal the whole thing. Well, you can only splash the water around in so many places. And where the spirit goes in is probably where the healing would be activated, but it has to probably hang on to your heart center, most likely, because that's where it's going to reside, and then from there it may move out further. And so the more that you can become in your body by doing the Be Here Now clearing, doing the mind-to-heart drop, clearing away entities from you, that's the main thing, is to do the spirit retrievals and stuff. So that's all on the website. So the more you can get into your body, the better your healings are going to work for you because your spirit is taking up the space where the entities are, emotional traumas, densities, judgments that are holding the space. Remember, you don't have to have an entity in you to not have a healing. It could be just the judgment energy that are densities, that are darkness, where your spirit cannot come into. It's impossible. Your spirit doesn't want to come into darkness. Doesn't know darkness, doesn't want to come into it, because it just can't. It doesn't want to come into pain either. So this is the way it works. So when you do go to the light ship for the healings like we have on Saturday and Sundays and our conference calls, you are on the light ship with 100% spirit energy. What's down here is different.
So the judgment within a person, that could be the entities, or that could just be his own activity then through the DNA process. Is that basically it?
Yes, the darkness is in the DNA. So this is what Jesus came to heal. You know, what they talk about, he saved us from our sins. So he healed the sins, the judgments, at that time for people that came to him. It wasn't a worldwide thing. Remember, the light ship is free choice, free will. So if you don't want to understand it or listen to it, it's not going to pull you forcibly to the healing, okay? This is why people on this radio program that listen to it get healing. Their friends do not because they're not tuned into it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They can go on the website and put somebody's name in and do that on an online healing, but as far as this program, no, I'm not going to come out here and say I'm going to heal the world on an emotional healing. They have free choice, free will. It's up to them if they wish to come out of the darkness, okay? And that's what Jesus also basically said, you know? Is one phrase, typically, which may sound kind of negative to people, but if you understand it, you're going to really know what it meant. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Let the darkness bury the darkness. People who don't understand, just let them be there. You know, they're in that situation because they choose to be. So you have to choose either darkness, judgment, which is darkness, or you choose the light. Another way of saying it, you have to choose, you're choosing time, alien reality consciousness, versus the light, which is not in time. So it's up to you to choose one or the other.
Okay, and also I was going to ask you, can a shapeshifter have like 107 spirits like we do? In other words, can they infiltrate into the baby spirit, the mother spirit, the father spirit of crack bodies and be a part of the crack sensation? Can a shapeshifter do that and invade all three at one time, or do they like that?
I would say you're probably correct by saying yes on that, yeah.
Okay.
Remember, all these energies work in time. So if they work in time, if they use time, then these energies know how to manipulate time and walk through the veils of time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, if I could draw you like a picture, just think of walking down a hallway, right? A straight hallway, and you have doors on both sides, okay?
Yeah.
And at the very end of the hallway maybe is 1 minute in time. Well, you have all these doorways where you can walk into it to change and alter reality. And so you can go in there and play with it and then open the door, play with it, close the door, and it just changed the reality because now you're working with the time-based reality. You can also stop time. So we don't know what's happening. You know, if you look at a sine wave, you know, which is a sideways S going up and down with the flat spot in the middle, okay, and the flat spot... The line in the middle, we'll say, of the S on the sine wave, we'll just say that's your zero time. And at that point, they can slow and speed time up. So they're in control of that timeline, and they can move in that timeline forward and backwards and change whatever they want to do. This is why people talk about and say, gee, you know, why is time going fast today? Why is it going slow? Well, in spirit energy, there's no such thing as time. And like they say, you know, time stops or slows down greatly when you're having fun. And that's because when you're having fun, you're in spirit, and time does not affect you. But when you're in time, sometimes those days really stretch out because the dark side really wants to take a lot of energy from you, out of you, because maybe they need more energy. Maybe a new alien race hopped on board, and they said, man, we got to get all this person's energy or people around them. And we just need to slow time down so we can suck more energy out of them.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I kind of view it. But remember, once you're in time, then you're controlled by the aliens. You're controlled by that God energy.
Okay. And can I get a healing on the memory area also, Ron, today?
Okay, so here we go. Memory. So, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Ron.
So we got about 4 minutes left here. So we have our special Ascension program this Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then the next three consecutive Sundays, we have the 8-hour conference call where we're on the light ship doing healing. But more so, we're in the quarantine room outside the light ship where they find the parts of us, our spirit, our body parts that are in parallel lifetimes that the dark side has stolen. We'll get rid of the alien critters. Have we heard her beep? Somebody else online?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay.
But did you, you were in the middle of doing a healing, or did you want to complete that?
I don't know what that, but what I will say, we'll have the Q&A question and answers after the Friday show also. So just stay tuned. It's the same phone number as before, and that'll be at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Friday after our BBS program on Station 2. So go ahead.
Hi, this is Victoria Ann, Ron, and Sylvia. I have to tell you guys, I've been doing the blood barcode removal, and the one thing I wanted to share and how marvelous it is, and I have, there's just so much to share, but basically the diabetic in my family's genetics was healed today, which would have gotten me eventually. And what I saw was how this removal is very similar to the death barcodes. There's barcodes on our blood. If they don't get the parasites kill you through the blood with cancer, it'd be something else. And it's just the same. It works as the same thing as the death barcodes. It's going to get you one way or the other. We call it different things. And that was an insight that I got while I was being worked on. And Ron, this is fabulous. Thank you so much for this healing. And I'm not done with all of the steps, but this was so phenomenal. I've got like 6 pages of notes of insights and healing that was performed on me today. It was just fabulous. Thank you. I don't have any words to say. It's just incredible.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, we have a new clearing up also up today. It has to deal with bites and stings. So if you're interested in that, that's online. It's under the emergency healing section. We're in summertime now. The cost is one person is $20, and for a family it's $30. So if you wish to do that, check on that. We'll be putting up also a soul family clearing, too, coming up maybe in a couple of days here, where you can help to get rid of some of your soul family contracts and agreements. And another new one that people love that I get comments on is the barcode, psychic barcode, billboard clearing.
Billboard, yeah.
Yep.
This, they're so wonderful. It's like in a spiritual candy store, which not to compare it to candy, but which, or ice cream store or something, which do you want to do first, you know?
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
That's great. I wish we could have you on longer. Our time is up. We're at the top of the hour. So I'm just going to say goodnight and blessings and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, everybody. So blessings to all of you. Our next program is on Station 2 on Friday at 7 o'clock, same time as this one, Pacific time. And after that, at 8 o'clock, following the BBS program, we'll have our question and answer, like a little mini workshop. And maybe Victoria Ann can come on maybe on Friday and maybe during the BBS program and maybe talk about, if she would, if you're available, about the alien blood barcode clearing, how it's affected you and what you got out of it. So thank you, everybody. And thank you for the callers that called in. We'll see you later. And blessings to all of you. And I'll bring peace energy in for the next hour. So even though I'm signed off here, it'll be coming in about 2 minutes into your monitor screen. So thank you. Blessings, everybody. Goodbye.